Thank you, my Al-Anon buddies, for your stories. Sometime in the 1980s, I was in such pain from my son's drinking that I became willing to seek help in Al-Anon. I didn't come for myself, but seeking a solution for my son's drinking. When I came to the Central Al-Anon meeting, it was well established with such trusted leaders who were absolutely giants or angels, accepting me just as I was. Long-time friendships that are so precious to me started in that meeting. Alcoholism is a family disease. I became obsessive, anxious, angry, in denial, feelings of guilt, fear. These patterns in my life were laid down early. I was born and grew up on an almost self-sufficient small farm, a little bit like Little House on the Prairie. My father was a binge drinker, and his father died when he was very young, so he grew up without a father, and he didn't do much with us children. My mother was the important one in my life, and as a very young child, I saw him having convulsions or DTs and be so frightened that he would hurt my mother. When I did a fourth and fifth step inventory and read it to my sponsor, which was not easy for me, because we were supposed to keep secrets about the things that happened, it revealed a lot more violence in my young life than I had acknowledged. Conflict is stressful for me. Living with alcoholism uses up so much family energy. We adapt, settle for, deny, ignore, run away from. I am the fifth of six children. The last four were born 2 years apart. There was not much time for me. And add in my father's alcoholism, we were all affected. I learned to survive. I learned to read early, and it was and is still my number one favorite thing. No doubt a bit of escape from my alcoholic home. Al-Anon provided a simple step-by-step approach to rebuilding my life and self-confidence in an atmosphere of unconditional love. Becoming aware of the reality of my life and the coping skills I used helped me to begin to change, to be honest with myself. And the very important decision in getting a sponsor, which is one of the chief resources we use to help us cope with and recover from the effects of alcoholism. Gradually, I began to trust, feel empowered, change some of my attitudes, and accept my responsibility for myself. Al-Anon helped me to stop wasting time trying to change the things over which I have no power, no control, and put my efforts where I do have power over my own life. In searching for answers to my pain, I heard, read, and saw how others use the principles and practices of the Al-Anon program to work through problems. I heard stories from adult children of alcoholic parents, stories from parents of alcoholic children, These helped me because I identified with them. The words, "we can't control it," was challenging for me. Somehow I felt guilty and responsible for my son, and the principle of surrender came hard. Detaching came hard. Practicing the third step came hard. But the results led to some serenity for me. In Al-Anon, I heard that the effects of alcoholism will persist until we seek recovery for ourselves. I used to try to justify my behavior with my sponsor. She would ask me, "How's that working for you?" I didn't like hearing that because my early pattern of obsessing fear, anxiety, anger, denial, and feelings of guilt wasn't working. My thinking was distorted. My life took a dramatic turn when my loving husband was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. My early pattern reasserted itself. Denial, "I can fix this." Pain, pain. That wonderful sponsor was there for me for that journey. She had me put the word Alzheimer's in the first step. That might have been when I started to change, to have a changed relationship with my higher power. Or it might have been when my son got into serious trouble. Or when my daughter left a very dangerous marriage. I had to change because I was powerless and I wanted to help these people that I love dearly. I made a leap of faith in Al-Anon. I embarked upon an extraordinary spiritual journey. I was able to care for my husband on that hard, painful journey, love and support my son and my daughter in their journey. Al-Anon's 12 steps showed me the way. I am humbled, awed, and filled with gratitude for the guidance in my life then and now. I find today the answer to the situations in my life using the 12 steps. Meetings are so important to me. Our conference-approved literature is brilliant. My Al-Anon family has been there for me for over 40 years. Just like exercising and eating healthy is necessary for my body, doing 12-step work is necessary for my continuing recovery. I love my Al-Anon family.